Man, I already know Rip City gonna be turnt. Even if we was 0-2, man, I know they would still be there cheering us on like we was up 2-0. So, shout out Rip City. We got all love for them, and I hope they break the walls down when we there.
That's fan favorite Scoot Henderson after Game 2 and looking ahead to the return of playoff basketball in Rip City. As Portland's only Big Four professional sports team, the Trailblazers' return to the postseason became one of the city's biggest sports stories of the year. KXRW and X-Ray were inside Moda Center for Portland's first home playoff game in 5 years, a long-awaited night for the franchise, the fans, and the city. But the playoff run was only part of the story. Over the past years, the Trailblazers organization has gone through one of its most eventful stretches in recent memory. Let's get into it, starting with the return of Dame Lillard. After being traded to Milwaukee in 2023, Damian Lillard returned to Portland this season as a free agent signing while recovering from a torn Achilles. And although Dame time was sidelined for the whole year, his return helped provide the season structure with a perfect bridge. The franchise's most recognizable modern star was back, while a younger core was beginning to define the next chapter. But the season's structural integrity immediately came into question when the organization was hit with a much more serious development. Head coach Chauncey Billups was arrested by the FBI in October and charged in connection with federal allegations involving rigged illegal poker games. Billups had denied the allegations, and the charges remain allegations unless proven in court, but the impact on the Blazers was immediate, as the season expected to focus on development quickly became a test of organizational stability. In the wake of the news, assistant coach Tiago Splitter was elevated to interim head coach after Billups was placed away from the team. And instead of faltering under Splitter, Portland became competitive, developed its younger players, and found a clear identity. As the Blazers pushed their way into the playoff hunt in late March, another major shift came all the way from the very top. The NBA Board of Governors approved the sale of the controlling interest in the franchise to a group led by Tom Dundon. The move officially opened a new ownership era in Portland, ending the long chapter tied to Paul Allen's estate and Jody Allen's stewardship of the team. The new era also brought questions from fans and city leaders. Dundon said the goal was to win, but the community has watched closely to see what that means in practice, all the way from roster involvement to coaching staff and front office, and even the future of the Moda Center. Through it all, Tiago Splitter helped steady the team and, after taking over as interim head coach, guided Portland into the play-in tournament against the Phoenix Suns and eventually the number 2 seeded San Antonio Spurs for the first round of the playoffs. Quickly, Portland found itself at the center of another national storyline, as in Game 2, Spurs phenom Victor Wembanyama suffered a concussion, putting his status in question and adding yet another layer of attention to the Trailblazers universe. Tied 1-1 in the series and dealing with one headline after another, we asked Coach Splitter before Game 3 how he and the team blocked out the noise and stayed focused.
It's a great question. You know, we're trying to deal this like a freshman. Myself, this group, great leadership, mature young guys as well. And that's how we take care of it.
Portland's first home playoff game in 5 years ended in a Game 3 loss at Moda Center. We asked veteran guard Drew Holiday, as the only member of the squad who has been on a champion team, what he would like to see out of the team and the mindset to rebound from the loss.
We got another one Sunday.
But Sunday was not enough to lift the series, as the Blazers ultimately fell to the San Antonio Spurs in 5 games, ending a playoff run that still gave the organization something to build on. The 25-26 Blazers have left us with a couple of significant takeaways and questions for the future as we move into the offseason. First, Tiago Splitter, who has done a fantastic job of taking over in difficult circumstances and making a very strong case to remain part of Portland's future. If that is not the case, his future looks very bright wherever he may end up. Second, all eyes are on new owner Tom Dundon. As he takes over, fans will be watching closely to see how aggressively he invests in the franchise and whether his long-term vision includes keeping the Trailblazers rooted in Portland. And finally, one of the biggest keys to it all might be the Moda Center itself, as Governor Kotek has put forward proposed public funding to help restore the arena and keep the Blazers an integral part of the city. Capping off an eventful year in Rip City for KXRW and X-Ray, I'm Michael Sarno.